Charles Osnivore was born on May 22, 1924. Deceased in 2018, he would have been 100 years old today. In a survey conducted by CNN and Time magazine in 1998, Osnivore was designated the most popular variety singer of the 20th century, ahead of Bob Dylan, Nobel Prize in Literature in 2016, Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley. This is Beirut delves into the lyricist side of the myth who wore many hats, including musical composition, masterful interpretation, and the writing of iconic French songs. On the occasion of Charles Osnivore's centenary, it is interesting to revisit the texts he wrote, especially since he always prioritized the text among the three pillars of a song. In this sense, he once declared during a television interview, "There are no better song lyrics than French lyrics. We are the best." He was outraged by the media's neglect of lyricists, whom they often fail to mention. They announce a song, reducing it to the performer, saying, for example, "This is a song by Dalida," without naming the true author of the song, when it is not Dalida who wrote it. The French giant sang in 9 languages, gave hundreds, even thousands of concerts in 82 countries. Artists such as Ray Charles, Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire have covered his songs. This article aims to honor the memory of Osnivore, the legendary lyricist, through a bouquet of songs he wrote for himself and for other great names in music. Songs written by Osnivore for Osnivore. J.E.M. Voyage Déjà, with lyrics and music by Osnivore, is one of the first songs that made him known to the general public after he had been struggling for a long time to win over the audience, receiving only harsh criticism about his appearance and voice. This song tells of his determination and self-confidence, which would propel him to the firmament of stars. A visionary poet, he could already see his star joining the Hollywood Walk of Fame, as was the case in 2017. Here, Encore, written and composed by Osnivore, conveys nostalgia, one of the major themes of his work. It brings us back to the happy days of carefree youth, beautiful loves, and the challenges that spice up life. Its English version, Yesterday When I Was Young, was released in the United States and Canada alongside his hits from the 50s and 60s. Emmenez-moi, with lyrics by Osnivore and music by Georges Garvrentz, his brother-in-law, is at the top of the list of his worldwide successes across all periods. The anecdote goes that Osnivore, on a trip to Monaco, seeing miserable people piled up in a makeshift boat, exclaimed, "Misery is less painful in the sun." These words remained engraved in the memory of the French Sinatra. They were the trigger for writing the aforementioned song, which rivals his mythical song La Bohème. According to several sources, the latter was co-written with Jacques Plante. However, Charles Osnivore mentioned in one of his interviews that he only signed the music of La Bohème, making Jacques Plante the author of the iconic song. Likewise, contrary to popular belief, La Mama was written by Robert Gall and composed by Charles Osnivore. In 1972, a decade before the decriminalization of homosexuality, Come Ils Descent, with lyrics and music by Osnivore, allowed him to tackle a very taboo subject in an eloquent and daring way. Osnivore had homosexual friends who suffered from societal rejection, and he himself fought against homophobia. We were still far from woke culture and its excesses. Shocked to hear this theme, which French chanson had never addressed, his friends asked him who would dare to sing it. "Me," answered Charles Osnivore simply, before adding, "Backing down is not an option." The story behind it, told by Robert Bellrett in V.E.T. Legends de Charles Osnivore, goes that Claude Figes, Osnivore's jack of all trades and a great fan of Edith Piaf, introduced his friend Theo Sarapo to the mom. Piaf would then fall for the handsome 20-year-old, marry him, and sing duets with him. Claude Figes, feeling abandoned by the diva he worshipped and the friend he loved, committed suicide the following year. Toutes les Zoller was written by Charles Osnivore, not with a macho vision, but as a rejection of the neglect and slackness that slowly destroy a couple. Non, Jenai Rain Ubly, with lyrics by Charles Osnivore, explores all the nuances of nostalgic love, leading Patrick Bruel to say that this song is a marvel, a masterpiece, both in its construction and its evocations, like a movie. Bruel would have liked to be the author of it. She was co-written with British lyricist Herbert Kretzmer and composed by Osnivore for the British series Seven Faces of Woman, Les Sept Visages d'une Femme. It marked Osnivore's triumphant entry into the Anglo-Saxon world and reached number one in the United Kingdom, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Australia. Songs written by Osnivore for other music stars. Osnivore began his career writing for others. Sayan Gars and Plus Blue K Tes You were performed by Edith Piaf, the first to give him a chance when he was still her secretary and driver. Rishon's La Nuit and Bon Chance were written for Johnny Hallyday. J.E. Heiss' Les Dimanches performed by Juliette Greco earned him the Edith Piaf Prize at the song competition in 1951. J.E. Tietens and Meek May K, with lyrics by Osnivore, were performed by Gilbert Bécaud. La Plus Belle Pour Aller Dancer, written for Sylvie Vartan, shocked Johnny Hallyday, finding the text daring at times. But also, Mon Mec en Moi for Mireille Mathieu, Jolie's Moms de Mon Quartier for Maurice Chevalier, J.E. Parlerie de Toy for Michel Fugain and J.E. Rest Soul for Amel Bent, whom he had taken under his wing among the new generation.